This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Jim and Ezra on the evening edition. Lynn Mott joins us from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets, and also this story about how, talking about the MRT3, we're 3 weeks into the Pakatan Harapan government, and I think about two mega projects down.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit more about the MRT3 and it potentially being scrapped.
So it has been scrapped. It's gone.
Gone.
So it's joined the KL Singapore.
Things move quickly around here nowadays, don't they?
They really do, yeah. So it's joined the KL Singapore High Speed Rail. It will not be continued, at least for the time being. You never know. Another mega project, the East Coast Rail Line, is still being studied. So this was announced after a cabinet meeting yesterday. Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad said basically the main factor driving the decision to pull out of both the HSR and the MRT3 is cost. So we have a clip here from Transport Minister Anthony Look speaking to Channel News Asia, addressing some of the arguments against the scrapping of the projects, particularly the HSR.
I think the questions of benefits and so on is a polemic. Of course, you have different interpretation, different opinions and so on. Of course, I mean, any infrastructure project, of course, we cannot say that there's no benefit at all. But I think the questions right now is affordability.
Yeah, that was Transport Minister Anthony Look discussing the cost-benefit analysis on the HSR. There's been a lot of talk about this, actually, with former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak's comments as well. Didn't he issue a statement, in his opinion, the benefits outweighed the cost? Something about...
Oh, did he?
Something about 60 years in the future?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, in a Facebook post, Dato' Sri Najib said that basically his projections indicated that the HSR would bring in something like 650 billion ringgit in gross national income by 2069. So, he said that it would also have created 110,000 job opportunities, which would have quadrupled in the next 50 years. So, He was basically challenging as well Dr. Mahathir's estimation that the HSR would cost 110 billion ringgit, saying that the costs, as he understood them, as of early this year, stood at 72 billion. So,
which is well and good, but we doubt his ability with numbers. You know?
Oh, with math?
With math.
Right now?
Yeah.
That's not the best
with
time.
Everything we've heard. All right, carry on.
I mean, of course, Dr. Mahathir hit back to say that spending 110 billion to create 100,000 jobs is also not very efficient. I guess it's what it comes down to is how you judge the ROI, the return on investment,
yeah,
right? And what your priority is. So in the same interview as earlier, Transport Minister Anthony Look said that other projects, including the Johor Bahru-Singapore rapid transit system, they're not necessarily off the table yet. But right now, the government's priority is much more focused in the short term, so affordability and managing the financial state of the country.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch what else goes in the next coming days. Let's move on to stocks. There was some news about AirAsia Group. What's happening there, Lynn?
So AirAsia Group's shares hit their lowest level in 6 months yesterday, and this comes as India is investigating CEO Tan Sri Tony Fernandez and other officials for graft. So Tony seems to have refuted the allegations on Twitter. He didn't specify exactly what he was discussing, but he said, sometimes wonder about certain media who just write anything without checking any facts. Seriously wild stuff, which is just plain wrong and inaccurate. Either way, AirAsia Group's share price was down 0.3% today at 3 ringgit 7 sen.
He's not having a good month, whatever
really
the facts
isn't.
May be,
yeah.
Right? I believe, I think Tony Fernandez tried to counter some of this, negative publicity today by posting a photo with Barack Obama on his Instagram feed.
Yes,
for what that's worth.
Wow, gone back all the way to 2008.
Yeah.
All right, Lynn, thank you very much for that. Folks, it's 5:39 p.m. Uma, you and I earlier, we were talking about the Tabung Harapan Malaysia Fund.
Yes, that's right.
And we had Mazlan call in just before the news talking about, I guess, some of the pros and cons. We've got another caller. Arif is on the line. He's been patiently waiting. Our thanks to Arif for holding the line. Arif, you're on the air now. Thank you. Tell us what are your thoughts about the Tabung Harapan Malaysia Initiative.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, with regard to the Tabung Harapan Initiative, I think it's really...
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.